Close your eyes and watch your breath. The breath is going to come in, go out. You just stay right there with it, coming in, going out. You don't have to go anywhere else. Make your awareness right here, bright and clear. If it goes off into thoughts of the past and the future, that's when it starts getting murky, it starts getting dark. So bring it back here to the present. Because all the important things in life are happening right here, right now. All the important decisions you're making that shape your life happen in the present moment. You can't go back and change your past decisions. And as for your future decisions, they depend on your present decisions. Like if you decide now to develop more mindfulness and more alertness, that's going to have a good impact on the future. So when we're meditating, we're taking care of all three time periods. We're remembering from the past what's skillful and what's not, and we apply that to the present moment, both to shape the present moment in a good way and to shape the future in a good way as well. So we're covering all three time periods just in this one activity. So try to do it well. As I said, this is the important spot in your life, is that right here in the present moment, the decisions you make right here, the things you do, say, and think, these are the things that are going to shape your life. So you decide to act on the impulse to be generous or to be virtuous or to meditate. Okay, those are going to have a good shape, good impact on your life. If you act on the impulse to give in to greed, aversion, and delusion, that's going to have a bad impact. So this is important right here. This skill of learning how to keep your mind under control is the most important skill you can master, because it covers all other skills that you might need, all other fields of knowledge, all come out of the fact that the mind can be more mindful, it can be more alert, and you can learn how to be more ardent in what you're doing. In other words, you try to do it right, you try to do it well, you try to do it skillfully. It's in that desire to be skillful. That's where discernment comes from. That's where insight comes from. And John Chai has that question. He says, suppose you come back from the market, you're carrying a banana in your hand, and someone asks you, what are you going to do with the banana? He says, you're going to eat it. And he said, well, are you going to eat the peel too? Why are you carrying the peel as well? His question was, how are you going to answer them? He says, you answer out of desire. In other words, your discernment comes from the desire to come up with a good answer. If you don't have the desire to give an answer, just that opportunity for learning something goes right past you. So you have to focus on this desire to be skillful, because that's where all discernment comes from. Sometimes you hear that desire is bad, but not all desire is bad. Some desires are good. That desire to be skillful, that's the one that gives rise to concentration, gives rise to discernment, and can lead all the way to release. So that's a desire you want to hold on to. So right now, focus that desire right here on doing this well, staying here with the breath. And that's how the discernment you want is going to arise.